Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual Impeachment Show Extravaganza, brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party.
Even supporting the insurrection in spirit is, well, deplorable. But there's a difference between holding illiberal beliefs and acting violently on them. At least, that's what they always told me about Islamic terrorism.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness.
Come on, you're going to hold a grudge all your life?
We will write their history, and their shame will last forever.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
Do you think we need a 9-11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
How about new?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So there's stories out there saying that Snoop Dogg is trying to get Trump to pardon one of his friends. Is this the same Snoop Dogg that did the video of him supposedly reenacting the murder of President Trump? Don't you, Snoop, if you want somebody pardoned, don't you go to Kanye or somebody, or Don King, maybe even, to make the pitch for you? I mean, does Donald Trump really want to do a favor for somebody who made this video? Would he accept a plea from Kathy Griffin, who walked around with his a dummy of his bloody head? Remember that one? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. 781 objects to me saying, don't be a gloomy gush. Your rights have been canceled, your vote stolen, your economy trashed, your life and your country handed over to totalitarians, but don't be a gloomy gush, question mark, or what? I should have said, don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. If you throw in the towel, nothing will be changed. You have to keep punching, you know, as long as you're trying, you're in the game, and anything can happen. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie, don't despair about tomorrow, because as long as we have a constitution, freedom of speech, and a press that seeks out the truth, we're going to be all right.
See, that guy's not a gloomy Gus. He knows what we've got on our side. Not.
If the country ever needed a four-leaf clover, it's going to be when the socialists take over. It's a real sin how they got in. Now their goal is to rule us like a cattle drover.
That's Limerick guy. He also said that Trump's last line was kind of predictable. The best is yet to come. But, you know, again, you have to accentuate the positive at some points in your life, even if that's not how you feel. He's leaving tomorrow around 8 o'clock, and there's pictures in the Palm Beach paper today and on the local newscast of a moving van, maybe more than one, arriving at Mar-a-Lago with all of his personal belongings and Melania's and Barron's. So he's moving back in, and they're going to keep the roads closed for the next few days. South Ocean Boulevard, where Mar-a-Lago is, and just like he's still the president, I guess while he's getting settled in, there are these big signs up all over town saying South Ocean Boulevard and South County Road will be closed for the next, through the 25th, maybe. So anyway, it's for a while. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone who purchased one of our wicked awesome windows or doors in 2020 to make sure you take advantage of your tax credit when you file this year, proving once again that windows are a much better investment than toilet paper.
Lovey, did you hear that Charlotte and Genghis Carr bragging about his first pitch at Haddock Stadium? The only way that noodle arm bridge player got a strike was if he rolled it. So let's not get silly here.
Yeah, I think the Sea Dogs won that night. The score was Mets Farm Team 3, Sea Dogs 4. You know, that's the way he announced the scores during the 2004 campaign. He would announce, "Oh, we've got a score in on the match. Detroit Lions, or is it Tigers, 3. Red Stockings, Carmine Hose, 5.
If I have to go to a re-education camp, can I get a student loan to cover that?
There's going to be a moratorium on student loans. How does the moratorium on rent, how's that working out for landlords? This will work out just about as well. Kathy says, "Well, Howie, after tomorrow, I'll be reverting back to living under a shell as I did for 8 years of the Barry regime. I was very well-read, and HGTV kept me very busy. I will miss you and Rush, but I'm checking out of politics for the foreseeable future." Don't do that, Kathy. Keep listening. Keep listening. We will keep you informed and amused. That's my promise.
I just found out that all that security in D.C., is because the intelligent community found out that Corn Pop was going to be in town.
Yeah, does anyone think there's really going to be any trouble? I mean, this is a message not to the rioters, who probably don't really exist, but to the American people, that this is what it's all about. And did you see they're putting down 200,000 flags in where he's going to be delivering his address, so-called, for the people who can't make it? And I'm going to make a prediction that this inauguration is going to be a lot more peaceful than the one in 2017, where the beautiful people were protesting and burning limousines and screaming and yelling and running amok and tossing Molotov cocktails. But I'm going to guess that even though there's not going to be any violence, there's going to be more people prosecuted out of tomorrow's demonstrations, whatever happens, then were prosecuted 4 years ago during the riots that occurred, because the people being rioting 4 years ago were members of protected classes. They were Democrats.
Starting tomorrow, there will certainly be change. You better keep it, because pretty soon change will be all that is left in your pockets.
I tend to agree. Someone texted me yesterday, "Wait till they come for your 401k. There won't be much in it by the time they come for my 401k. I think I've learned to stay ahead of them on that matter over the years.
Joe Biden is going to kick off his inauguration with a COVID-19 remembrance. That is, if he remembers to attend.
He may be reading his favorite Irish novelist, Jane Joyce.
Is Nancy Pelosi's dress going to be in the Smithsonian?
We ought to play that cut with her. She and Hillary Clinton did a podcast, and Hillary Clinton is just totally out of control here. Cut 7.
Historically, we will find out who he's beholden to, who pulls his strings. I would love to see his phone records to see whether he was talking to Putin the day that the insurgents invaded our capital.
Think about that. Talk about projection. She paid for the dodgy dossier. She paid for that. That falsehood that was promoted for 4 years. She made it up, or her minions, her hirelings, concocted it. And now she's still trying to blame Trump for the false, malicious allegations in that document that she commissioned herself. And she has no sense of self-awareness, or maybe she doesn't, does she not understand or not care that even low-info voters know who paid for the dodgy dossier, or a lot of them do anyway. And she's still promoting it. the big talk about the big lie.
Joe Biden says he agrees with Hillary Clinton that we need a 7-Eleven type commission to study January 6th.
Yeah. Let's play that cut as long as we're... You get it? 9-11, 7-11.
Do you think we need a 9-11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
I think we need one on Russian collusion hoax. Starting with how did you set up the double cutouts? First through the Democrat National Committee and then through Perkins Coie. Triple cutout, I guess. And then to Fusion GPS and then to that fool Brett Christopher Steele and his drinking buddy, the Russian, who was just making stuff up as he was half in the bag. And then it was promoted on CNN as the gospel truth.
Looks like all those naysayers about fences and walls have had a change of heart down at the Capitol.
Yeah, walls don't work, except in D.C., apparently.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Democrats being in there. I mean, they've always done a good job. I mean, just ask them.
Oh, boy. This is, I would, people like Kathy says she's not going to watch news on TV. I'm all in favor of that, but just don't give up talk radio. You gotta stay up with current events to a certain degree. Plus, I think this, I sincerely believe we have a very entertaining show.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I want Rachel Levine in my cabinet. The fact is, I have this sneaking suspicion that Kamala Harris might try to put me in a nursing home. Well, the joke's on her. Rachel Levine specializes in sneaking people out of nursing homes. I mean it.
That is true. I hope she's asked at her confirmation hearings how she decided to remove her mother from the nursing home when other residents of the Keystone State did not have that option when dealing with their elderly at-risk parents.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
860 says, how soon will Pelosi get her plane back? And he says by 12:30. That's his prediction tomorrow. That was one thing I forgot to put in my column today or yesterday. You know, thank you for taking away Nancy Pelosi's plane. That meant a lot to all of us deplorables and bitter clingers and credulous boomer rubes and irredeemables, et cetera, et cetera. That was it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear Chump Line messages, we post a second Chump Line online, Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make the on-air version, at around 7 o'clock every evening. Get your Chopped Chumps podcast wherever you get your other Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone who purchased any of our wicked awesome windows or doors in 2020 to make sure you take advantage of your tax credit when you file this year, proving once again that windows are a much better investment than toilet paper.
Joe Biden says he agrees with Hillary Clinton that we need a 7-Eleven type commission to study January 6th.
Yeah. January 6th, a day which will live in infamy. He remembers President Roosevelt delivering that address on national TV back in 1861. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Here we go.
can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby could save you at Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you watch Joe Biden's inaugural speech tomorrow?
No.
97% say no.
All right. You know, some people are down in the dumps today, and I understand. But would you like a little heartwarming bit of news? Fox News political editor who sat on election night desk laid off alongside 20 other Fox News staffers as network ratings crater. This would be. I hate to see anybody lose their jobs. I feel like I should say that always, but I'll make an exception for Chris Steigerwald. He was an insufferable twit, a dink of the first magnitude. And he's not coming down for breakfast anymore. So there is some good news out there today. Chris Steigerwald, bye-bye. See you later. You know where I'll see him? Like a Big Mac to go? And fries and a cup of black coffee. Would you like to supersize those fries? No, Mr. Steigerwald, I just want the regular fries. All right. And incidentally, another good deal, if you're looking for a good deal today, go. We have a cheap bastard deal, HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. And if you buy any of our cheap bastard deals, we've got a few that are hanging on. We've only got a couple left of some of these, but we want to get them all sold. So if you buy any of our cheap bastard deals, including Ginger Betty's, that's in Quincy, Defensive Strategies in Manchester, MD Drip, that's what I like, intravenous, Cryo, which I also like, we have Michael's Deli in Brookline, White Birch Brewing in Nashua, any of these deals, 50% off the normal list price. And if you buy right now, just today only, you get a free copy of What Really Happened, my book about the 2016 election. So a free copy of What Really Happened, whatever cheap bastard deal you get today. And there are a few good, they're all good, actually. 844-500-4242. They're trying to promote this like there's going to be some kind of a right-wing assault tomorrow. And we all know that's not true. It's just such nonsense that they're trying to promote this. The Washington Post says that far-right extremists have discussed posing as National Guard members. They're going to be lone wolves. There's that phrase again, lone wolves. And they are and adherence to QAnon extremist ideology. But that's fake news, is what it is. They're getting it from the FBI. The FBI is very concerned. The FBI claims they're very concerned about this. Now, these are the FBI wasn't concerned about the Boston getting a tip on the Boston bombers. They weren't concerned about the Parkland shooters tip. They weren't concerned about Gary Sampson calling up and saying, "I'm going to kill some people if you don't pick me up." They didn't pick him up. He killed three people that weekend. They weren't concerned about any of that. But they are, and now the Washington Post says they are withholding some details. Oh, because it's so significant. They get down to the fifth paragraph. Nothing that points to any specific action. Well, then why are you writing a story if you don't have any information pointing to any specific action? I'm Howie Carr. New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religion to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first, which is what I thought we'd do when we swear the oath.
That's Congressman Doug LaMalfa of the 1st District of California, up in the northern western part of the state. I can't believe he's been in Congress for all these years, and I never heard of him until this morning. But now I'm a big fan. Welcome to the show, Congressman LaMalfa. Where have you been all these years that I never noticed your service?
Well, we don't always go for the flash and the dash of being on TV all the time and such, but when it really, really counts, like it did the other day, and the message is not getting out about what's really happening with that sham impeachment, that I was very motivated to bring that up.
Yeah, I looked you up on Google just to see, you know, to just get some background on you. And the first thing that popped up was, a letter to the editor or an editorial in your local newspaper in Chico. LaMalfa should resign. So you got to be getting the job done if your local newspaper's calling for you to resign after a speech like that.
Well, in NASCAR, they have a saying, if you're not rubbing, you're not racing, right? So we're doing a little more rubbing here lately, because the rhetoric flying around in Washington, D.C., the stuff the media is getting away with, the stuff the Democrats are saying about us having a different opinion from them on the way elections were conducted or any of it. They're calling for the banning of speech, and they're getting away with it on some of these social media platforms. And we got to call it out, or we're going to see our freedoms erode like nothing we've ever imagined in this country and in this timeline. And Biden's all too ready to hand it out. You know, I heard him, I heard the plagiarized speech here as we were warming up here. You know, this guy's been a fraud for a long time.
He has.
He was a nicer guy 10 or 12 years ago. And, you know, the senators, they used to pride themselves on being able to be a little more collegial.
Comedy,
so
they called it, C-O-M-I-T-I-T-Y,
yeah.
Comedy.
Comedy, yeah. So the old Joe Biden, you know, he's probably a guy to get along with when you have to try and get something done bipartisan. This new Joe Biden, who is just catering, when they threw the deal together to pump him up in time for the Super Tuesday election last spring, you know, this has been just quite an amazing transition here, and I'm really just concerned for the existence of our basic freedoms. And so your listeners out there, we got to wake up and be more engaged than ever on preserving our First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and everything else that goes along with what these guys are trying to do. I mean, you know, I live in a rural area here. We have rural issues with forestry and agriculture, and water supply and mining even. And we need to be able to continue to do these things to have a country that has a source of wealth and a source of production. And these guys are going to kill it all with their administration. Have you seen the freak show of people they're putting in as cabinet members?
We had somebody from America Rising PAC on last hour, and we were just going over the greatest hits of all these people. It's just it really is amazing what they've done. I mean, you know, let me play another of your sound cuts, Congressman LaMalfa, before we go on. This is the beginning of your speech the other day. Cut four.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza, brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party.
The second annual impeachment. What a great line. I wish I'd thought of that.
Oh, you know, Jim Jordan invited me. He said, hey, Doug, do you want to speak there? You know, he was presiding over our time on the Republican side. He said, you know what, Jim? I think I will today, you know. So I went in the side room there and spent a few minutes tapping that thing out. And I said, "What are we looking at here?" He said, "We're looking at a sideshow. This is actually being turned into a carnival here. An impeachment should be a very, very serious proceeding, used only in the extremes. And this is the second annual one, right? I mean, are you kidding me? Only, you know, we had 8 months it took to try and put together some type of COVID relief package to follow up on the other one in March, and Mrs. Pelosi just kept it stalled. 8 months. They managed to put this thing together in 5 days based on the perception that they were trying to sell in the media and amongst themselves of a few words spoken at a rally by the president, somehow inciting, you know?
Yeah.
So it's and the media is all bought in. They've responded, and you know, that's why you said that to editorial on the Chico paper also. The two largest papers in my district are both saying, hey, it's time for you to resign because you're being seditious. You're being undermining the Constitution. Last I saw of the Constitution, it said our job is to certify electors based on their accuracy. And so what we did on the 6th was about asking those questions. You know, we received a late letter from the Pennsylvania legislature saying, hey, guys, would you hold off on certifying these electors? Because we're finding more problems at this late date than we ever imagined, you know, 6 weeks ago when they went and certified them. So we're doing our diligence on this. We're doing, and the American people still are going to have a lot of questions about that. We didn't get a chance to answer them.
Yeah, I know, and you know, and you're right. The things that all of you guys are being accused of, I saw today Madison Cawthorn, the young rookie congressman, freshman congressman from North Carolina. He took Mark Meadows' seat. Did you see what his opponent said today? His opponent was apparently a prosecutor in some of the Gitmo things. His name is Mo Davis, and he said that Madison Cawthorn, the guy in the wheelchair, the young, he's 25, young Republican.
Really nice young man, great guy,
Yeah, it's time to start a domestic war. He said it's time to start it. This is what Mo Davis said, his opponent, who was defeated. Talk about bitterness. It's time to start. We start a domestic war on sedition by American terrorists. And he said that Madison Cawthorn, this nice young man from 25 years old from Western North Carolina, has done more as a terrorist than the 95% of the terrorists he prosecuted at Gitmo. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it, yet I do believe it, because these guys are all about over-the-top rhetoric that isn't even accurate. And so we have to hope that the American public, the voters, hear this and understand how ridiculous it is. I don't have big enough words to describe beyond ridiculous, colossally ridiculous. It's galactically ridiculous of what they're trying to get away with, and the lapdog media is letting them. They're helping in it. You know, as I mentioned, I have the two largest newspapers in my pretty good-sized district here that are both saying I should resign for sedition if we're going against the Constitution. Now, these are out-of-town newspaper ownership. They're not from my rural area. And so, you know, this is a – we got a huge battle here. And I'm not worried about these newspapers. Nobody reads them anyway. But it's more of an issue that this is the – the base level of the conversation now, of how low it's going.
Telling that, you know, you engage in part of your duties as a congressman, and the newspapers demand that you resign because you're some kind of traitor. And Jim McGovern is demanding that Jim Jordan, you know, acknowledge that that the election was fair and square. After 4 years ago, he's challenging Trump's election. He's doing the same thing. Was he engaging in sedition 4 years ago, Jim McGovern from Worcester, Massachusetts? I don't think so.
Well, I guess we didn't think of that on our side. Are we naive or dumb, or do we think like there's a process involved in that when he acknowledged the election that, you know, it's over with? I mean, we accepted the Obama election twice, but this one here is hard to accept because there's just too many improprieties that have not been answered in the minds of many of us as well as the American people. And we were right to do that, and we were right to continue, but, you know, we're going to have an inauguration tomorrow, and the whole focus, I guess, changes. And but for anybody listening who still wonders, I think they're still right to wonder that.
Let me play one more cut from your speech. This was one of these 90 seconds you have, right? I mean, this was a pretty brief statement that you made on the floor.
Well,
correct?
I was allowed 16, and gave me an extra 15, so yeah.
you packed a lot in there, Congressman LaMalfa. Let's play cut 6.
Today, the second annual impeachment of President Trump isn't really about actual words spoken out of rally. No. This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for.
That is so true. He said, let's go down to the Capitol and demonstrate peacefully and patriotically. And you talk to people. I'm sure you talk to them. I talk to them where I am, and everybody listening and watching talks to people. And they say, he incited the violence. He told them to go wild. He didn't say anything like that. If anybody would take the time to read the transcript, they would see he said nothing like that.
I read the transcript myself, so I'd be informed and be able to address that. And there's nothing in there that normal people wouldn't say at any kind of rally where you're trying to get your people excited to make change, to hold your line. You know, I mean, yeah, we're going to take back the Capitol. We're going to take back our country. Those are now seditious words. You know, I mean, that's now if he actually said, you know, go do something super radical, that would be a different thing. And so I'm disappointed that some of my colleagues in calling for or going along with the impeachment on the Republican side didn't think that through more. And I think it's just a disservice. But you know, Howie, the more time that goes by here, the more that it comes out that this was already planned by some of these people doing the damage.
Right.
This wasn't spontaneous. So if it wasn't spontaneous, then it couldn't have had anything to do with the speech. Therefore, the whole premise for the impeachment being that he inspired via a speech the acts that took place on January 6th was, again, that being the basis for impeachment. And then that case gets worse and worse. By the time, you know, Mrs. P actually carries this thing over to the Senate, which she hasn't done yet, then it's going to be so frivolous that anybody that casts an eye vote in the Senate, even Democrats, would have to be embarrassed by how skinny that is. So,
have you talked to any of the Republicans, the 10 Republicans who voted for this impeachment?
I haven't. You know, as soon as we were done, it was everybody scattered to get out of town again, and I didn't. I have one of them's a pretty good friend, and I would like to get with them sometime, but there's others that I think they're just trying to save their skin or something. And, you know, I don't want to run the other guys down and such, but it was really disappointing on that. And I don't know how they are going. Well, some of them would be in pretty big trouble with their constituents at home.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think Liz Cheney's got a few questions about her future. Doug LaMalfa, Congressman from the first.
That goes within the conference too. That's even within the conference. There's an uprising on that as well. So.
Oh, that's right. Because she has a position of leadership, and you guys all the Republicans, the 200 plus Republicans, have to vote on her, right?
Yeah. So that something may develop there. So keep your ears open on that.
All right. I hope we can talk to you again, Doug LaMalfa. I really, like I said, that's a line I'm going to remember for a long time. The second annual impeachment of Donald Trump.
Well,
that's a keeper.
Hold on to your hat. Hold on to your hat, because the stuff's still. You know, we have this guy Steve Cohen impugning our National Guard as somehow being part of a terrorist activity because they might probably 75-80% of them have likely Trump voters. And so they're trying to impugn those guys that are guarding the same Capitol right now. So we got a long ways to go to get through the woods on this, sir.
Right. And he said 90% of them are white. That's another drawback, apparently, in Steve Cohen's sick world. He's a Lord. I don't envy you spending time with those people, including the people in your own delegation from the Golden State.
Well, God has given me a patience somehow to deal with this, so I get through. So prayers appreciated. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Doug LaMalfa, the congressman from the 1st District. Who would you least rather sit down with? I'm just thinking of these. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, that woman, what's her name, Bass? Oh, there's so many people in the California delegation. Good news is, because everyone's leaving California, there's going to be one less of them after the redistricting. I hope it's not someone like Doug LaMalfa or Devin Nunes who gets eliminated, though. That's what usually happens, or sometimes happens anyway. Thank you, Doug LaMalfa. We'll be talking to you again. Great job on the floor of the House. I recently had a dental emergency. It was last summer. And where did I go? Perfect Smiles in Nashua. I've said this before, but I was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And a lot of those state-of-the-art safety protocols, they've actually made it more pleasurable to go to the dentist. It's something you wouldn't believe, but it's actually true, I can tell you from firsthand. And again, it's Perfect Smiles, very easy to get to right off the interstate. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. It's a snap. And the treatment is just beyond belief. It's the best dental work you'll ever get. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Howie, you know I love you. I've been listening to you since Jerry Williams' days. Howie, I've been crying many times after he lost the election. He's the most courageous and outrageous president. I love him and his family so much. I'll give my life for him, Howie. But my biggest regret is this. All these Obama criminals, they all got promoted. None of them went to jail. That is, it bothers me so much, you know.
I know. Look at the Russian collusion hoax. Only one of them has been convicted. And do you think Kevin Kleinsmith is going to prison? I don't think so. No. They you're right. They all got away with it. Gina Haspel, who was in this thing up to her eyeballs as the London station chief for the CIA. Not only was she not fired, she was promoted to the director of the CIA, and she lasts all the way through. And she resigns today, and she's going to get a big pension. You know, another one that should have gone to jail during the Obama years, Lois Lerner. She was the one who engineered the whole IRS attack on the Tea Party. You know, holding up their tax-free designations, stopped them from taking part in the 2010 or the 2012 election, and she got away with it. In Session, did you see what happened today? Sheldon Whitehouse, that nitwit Democrat from Rhode Island. He was talking to Yellen, Janet Yellen, saying he hopes that they use the IRS to go after Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA. That's a conservative group. And, you know, so he wants to go back to the days of political persecution by the Internal Revenue Service. This is what's coming back, or they're promoting it anyway. It's going to be overreach, but you know it's going to be a hard slog for the next couple of years as we try to get through this. And there will be persecution. You can count on that. I'm Howie Carr.